Hey everybody, and welcome to episode 10 of Savvy Talk, where we talk about communications and PR strategies with your host, Maha Abulunim. And Maha, what are we going to talk about today?
So today we're talking about audiences, how to build an audience, why you should think about who your audience is, and how to really communicate better. So when you think about social media or PR or digital marketing, what are some things you can do to build an audience? You need to obviously start somewhere. People don't wake up with a million followers. You have to grow your audience organically in multiple ways.
It's also because we live in such an instant age, I think people get very frustrated very quickly when they start to see, for example, a blogger with 10,000 followers and you're still struggling to get past that 200 mark.
It's really intimidating. We're like, oh, I only have 2 followers. How am I going to get more people? But you know what? Building an audience is an art and a science. Try to create content that's meaningful for your audience. And that means it has to be relevant. It has to be something informative or something that they need to know. And that builds loyalty, builds your base, and will help you grow your business. So I want to talk a little bit about catering your messages and your strategies to different audiences and even different platforms. So everyone know about what happened last week when Facebook and Instagram went down. If your audience is on Twitter, you weren't fazed by that whatsoever. However, if your customer base is on some of the other social media platforms, that was a big problem for you. If your audience is in a store, it's in a mall, it's brick and mortar, it's at an event, then you also need to communicate differently to them. So understanding who your audience is will allow you to tailor your communications for them and serve them better with more context and more relevance. So building an audience is key for what a lot of people call the funnel, the marketing funnel.
Okay, so can we explain to our listeners what a marketing funnel is?
So the funnel, and if you could just picture what a funnel looks like, it starts like awareness, and then interest, and then consideration, then intent, evaluation, and purchase. It's basically the process to have someone be aware of your product or service or company and to convert them to a sale or to a purchase or to certain behaviors. So if I'm Nike, I want people to be aware of my new shoes, and then I want them to be considering them, and then I want them to have the intent, and then I want them to purchase. So that's taking a customer through the funnel.
And then the wider audience you have, the larger your funnel is.
That's exactly the point. So there's 6 steps to building your audience. So the first one is consistency. So you need to consistently post your content in a regular time and fashion so people get used to your content. So don't post once a month and then disappear and then hope that your audience will still be there. You need to be consistent. The second thing is the type of content, the style of content, the quality of your content, that keeps an audience. I think about a show like I have been watching Grey's Anatomy for 15 years, right? I'm a loyal diehard. I'm part of their audience, but I like the content. It's good shows. Like I keep coming back because the content is good. And think about any other consumer in any other situation. It's the same thing. So I'm part of their audience and they've kept me for 15 years. So they must be doing something good on the content side. The third thing is engagement. So how do you engage with your followers and how do you engage with your audience? Like, do you reply to your customers? Do you thank them for their business? Do you send them an email? Do you reward them with loyalty? Do you comment on their posts? Engagement is key. Like, I will time and time again go back to work out at this place because every time I walk in, they say my name. They engage with me, and that really matters. Like, they have me as an audience where I feel loyal to that brand and that business because they do that engagement.
And that can be something as simple as just replying to a comment. It doesn't have to be like closing a sale. It may not necessarily be a customer. It may be just someone who's seeing your content once in a while and has a question about something, 100%. even if he doesn't actually purchase something.
100%.
Right away.
So the fourth thing is ask for help. So let's say you have an audience that follows you and you want something or you want support. Don't be afraid to ask for help. That helps grow your audience when they start recommending you to other people. The fifth thing is advertising. Yeah, the algorithms change and you need to actually know how to do advertising online because if you want to grow your audience, you can do it organically or you can do it through paid advertising. So you can generate more awareness by targeting ads to new audiences. Obviously, Facebook has something called lookalike audiences where you can see the profile of the audience, try to look alike the same profile and target your ads towards them. You can do advertising online, on TV. There's a lot of ways that you can grow your audience. That's why the Super Bowl is so important, because they know they have such a big audience. So they advertise to them because that's how they'll get new customers, new conversions, new people down the marketing funnel. The sixth thing is partnerships and collaboration. So one of the ways that you can grow your audience is by communicating and collaborating with people who have audiences. So I might work with an influencer who has a big audience. I might work with another brand that has a big audience that doesn't really overlap with mine, but I'd like to include them in my audience pool. So think about what are the partnerships that you should be creating of similar brands that have the same values as yours, or collaborating with artists or influencers or other companies that really can add to your audience pool and help move your business forward.
Yeah, it's one of the more cost-effective ones too sometimes, right? Like when you're starting out and you can't spend too many advertising dollars, collaborations are a great way to start.
Collaborations are really good for startups. Like, so startups who really don't have a lot of marketing dollars and PR dollars, what you should do is collaborate with other people, pool your resources together, and you can really start to create that audience.
Yeah, something, even simple things like giveaways, you can partner with local companies that have interesting products that your audience might enjoy, or vice versa. And that works out really well.
Speaking of audience, I would like to invite anyone in my audience who would like to have a free PR coaching session and be a guest on my podcast. Check it out. We're going to put something up on Twitter and Instagram, and I will basically bring you in and we'll do a live podcast and we'll answer all of your PR questions or problems for your business. I'll give you free advice and coaching and help you build your audience as well. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to today's episode. I would be super grateful if you can give me a review and give me some feedback. And don't forget, you can always hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn, or send us an email at iam@digitalandsavvy.com. Thanks for listening.